What did the animals know in the recent tsunami that the victims didn't?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardner, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
One of the side stories after the devastating tsunami is that almost no animals died. Both wild and domestic beasts seemed to sense the impending danger and they ran to safety or high ground. According to a National Geographic article, maybe the animals' more acute hearing and other senses enabled them to hear and feel the Earth's vibration long before humans realized what was going on. Suppose we had hearing for spiritual matters as acute as those animals did. Jesus said often, when he would finish a parable, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He was warning that not everyone has acute hearing or a desire to truly understand his words, and this is every bit as true today. Sometimes we use selective hearing for God's word or for his still small voice inside our heart. Like the child who turns a deaf ear to time for bed, we often hear only what we want to or what comforts rather than confronts us. Regretfully, I've made this mistake in my own life. Afterward, boy, am I sorry I didn't listen. If there's a spiritual tsunami headed my way, I'd like to make it to the high ground before it hits, wouldn't you? Let's be ones who have ears to hear, and let's listen like our life depended on it. This is Barbara Lardner of Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.